Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
I saw a few videos of girls going like really early to the gas stations to like check out the blue collar boys. Miss girl, you are doing it all wrong. If you want a blue collar boy, you go get yourself a job. Not doing blue collar work, don't you worry. You work as an office girl in a heat and air, plumbing, construction, you name it. Any type of blue collar industry, you get yourself a little receptionist job. Or for me, I got myself a little media marketing job. You will find one.
It actually would have been a lot easier for me to just suck a dick and shut the fuck up.
Well, first red flag, you're referring to grown as men as boys. So you're just showing how childish, you know, and juvenile you are. And not to mention what looks like fake hair, stupid ghetto eyelashes, probably not even your real eyeball color. It's just a no.
No, 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 no.
She's probably in her 30s. You're too late to get a blue collar man. Channels like this are putting them up on game. They're not falling for your tricks anymore, toots.
You will find many. I've seen some blue collar wives get a little touchy when you talk about this. Obviously not the married ones or the ones in relationship, but the nice single blue collar boys that you're looking for, you'll get paid to talk to them. Do marketing, be the receptionist, and you can figure out if you actually want to be with a blue collar boy because you get to see them in real life.
For these type of women, there is an overall lack of awareness that they are the problem.
Even when women consider quote unquote settling, they still want the tall, hot, muscular, blue collar man with great mind blowing charisma and who is funny. Like, let's not get that fucked up. She's still going after a top 10% blue collar man. Maybe not top 10% in income, but top 10% in other areas. They never truly humble themselves. And here's the thing, this basic bitch would still feel like she's doing him a favor because he don't make six figures.
Ain't that a bitch?
If you're with a blue collar man, make him dinner. You don't have to do it every night. I don't do it every night. We do a lot of meal prep, but make him dinner. And here's why. If your man is anything like mine, he gets up by 4 a.m. every day, and here it is 6 o'clock, and he's still not home. Most people just assume that blue collar work is all physical labor. Well, yes, it's a lot of physical labor, but it's also a lot of mental labor as well. They are making life or death decisions all day, every day. And sometimes they're making multi-million dollar decisions every day. Then the last thing that they want to do when they get home is make more decisions, even if that means simply dinner. So every once in a while, take a decision off of his plate, make it for him, and I bet you he'll be grateful. Also, I kind of need him to look at a couple places in our new floor that I think are messed up when he gets home, so I'm hoping a little bribe will do the trick.
All right, you think you can do this to me?
Yeah, it's always manipulation. I was going to say something good about her, but it always go back to manipulation.
To all the girls saying that you wonder why they can't find a good man, stop looking at the bar.
Why is this not common sense?
Here are the places you will find your man's. The gas station at 5 o'clock in the morning. You will see all the very hardworking blue-collar men getting their morning energy drinks and coffee. The beer aisle at around 6 o'clock. They will always be there. They're getting their beer after work. And last but not least, Home Depot.
It's unbelievable. Just this dense. Just fucking just ridiculous.
Not this Home Depot shit again. Look, if you're over 25, still trying to find a man at bars and on dating apps and randomly going to Home Depot, the chances of you being a good woman is slim to none. Like, really. Especially if you're a woman on TikTok trying to give dating advice on where to find men. At that point, yeah, it's probably over. Have you ever considered the fact that guys who are in those environments ain't looking to holler at a chick? They got other stuff they got going on in their life, other things they have on their mind. That's the last thing that they're thinking about. Trying to holler at a broad.
Lowe's, hardware store, anything like that. At 7 o'clock to noon on a Saturday. Those are the ones. They're the ones. They will do all your DIY projects.
I'm a human being, God damn it!
See? Look, we're just a utility to them. It's not about love. It's not about genuinely caring for another person and having a reciprocal relationship. They want to give way less than they get. The only time they're going to put this effort into getting the average Joe is when they need something from them.
I really want y'all to know, women are terrible fucking people. I don't care how nobody put it, flip it.
Honestly, I could not agree more.
Because I was just going to say, she's been around these type of men her whole life. She knew these type of guys who had these type of ethics and things like that in high school, in college, after college. Look, a woman like this who is skinny, straight hair, not the ugliest thing in the world, she has had hundreds of interactions with at least 100 men since 15. So if you ignored all those guys, you know, up to this point, why now? Those guys aren't hard to bag. And I think those guys can pick up when something is fishy. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. Okay, this one's gonna be hella controversial. Why I walked out on my last first date.
I don't know it. And I don't care to know it.
Last first date I went on, I met this guy off of a dating app.
Shocker.
I had texted him for a few days and I had spoken to him on the phone. Everything seemed pretty cool. The day of the date comes and he comes to pick me up at my place. We're in the car, we're laughing, we're having a good time, everything seems good. We park and we go in to have a couple of drinks at this bar.
What's the point?
Before I let her finish, the fake lips. They look cartoonish, they look ridiculous, they look literally like two hamburger buns. It's like something literally off of Mr. Potato Head. Something literally off of SpongeBob SquarePants. This can't be real life. Don't take out women who have fake lips. A number one sign that she is mentally ill. This is not somebody you want to build a life with. Well, most of the guys who hit these chicks up just want to hit some skin, so meh. I guess in that case, it don't really matter. But y'all need to elevate to the point where you don't even want to have one night stands with broads like this. Anyway, look, ma'am, you look over 30. The fact that you're over 30 still dating is the red flag. Fellas, you don't need to know anything else.
Don't you ever write nobody off. Never know what you might be missing till you get to know them.
But let's let her continue. Maybe she'll say something profound.
That's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen.
As soon as we get into the bar, everything seems a little bit more serious, and his questions start becoming a little bit more flat. So at this point, he starts referencing some of the things that I had mentioned on my profile. Now, I make my profile pretty clear because I live a very different alternative lifestyle. I travel a lot.
Here we
go. My cultural values are a little bit different than North America, and he was not from North America. So I thought that we would align on those things.
They all think they're so different. You know, I'm so chic. I'm so traveled. I travel a lot. You know, I'm not really into going out a lot. They all say the same shit. But they think they're saying something that's blowing the guy's mind. He's heard it 10,000 times before.
You know how many times I hear this shit?
You're not unique. You're not special. You're just like every other bitch on TikTok. Look, never mind.
And I made it very evident in my profile that I don't like traditional dating dynamics, that I'm old-fashioned, and that I like a gentleman and more traditional old-fashioned things.
Okay, I hate to keep stopping it. Women think if they say that on their dating profile, it negates all the other bullshit they've been doing for 12 years. Like, I'll be a 304 from 18 to 30, but then at 30, I'll just list on my profile, no games, I'm looking for something traditional. I'm looking for something, you know, serious. I'm not just a hookup girl. Don't confuse me with the stereotypical Tatianas. They feel like if they just package their dating app, you know, correctly, guys won't know what's really up once they start talking to them and once they start digging a little bit.
Now listen, we're nobody's fool.
You having a polished up dating app won't change the fact that you got your soul effed out of you by the time you were 22.
This is where I started to get the ick.
Oh boy.
He starts asking me, saying, okay, so if you like a traditional this and that, da 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 da, I, as a man, know what I'm supposed to do traditionally. What do you do?
City boy! City boy!
This is where I gave this man this opportunity to explain himself. I said, what do you mean?
This is where they try to scare you out of it. Like, if they give you a hint that they might get a little mad, they want you to backpedal. This is where you stand on it and you drop your nutsack. And you say, okay, I'll do the traditional thing. I'll protect. I'll provide. Do you cook, clean, act submissive? Yeah. And this is where they're all going to fold. This is where their hypocrisy get exposed. Bars.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
What are you asking me? What do you mean? What are you asking me? To give him the time to think about really what he's asking me. This Ooh. Man keeps mumbling and jumbling himself, and he doesn't even know, and he's kind of embarrassed, but he's also trying to ask this, and...
I knew he was going to fold. Most guys are going to fold. When a woman give a hint that she's about to start getting mad and she's about to throw a temper tantrum. Look, here's the thing. Whatever you do as a man with a woman, you got to stand on it or she's going to lose respect for you. Even if you got to stand on something that she doesn't like. Even if you get, you know, clipped off the roster, whatever. She'll still respect you more for it. Don't backpedal, fellas. If you got the balls to say it in the first place, have the balls to stand on it.
Get the answers he wants. Something, something, something about how not all women cook and clean nowadays. So I said to him, are you looking for a woman? Or are you looking for a housekeeper?
Let him genuinely talk. You'll see real fast, like, oh my God, this bitch is dumb as hell.
Are you looking for a man or are you looking for another father? Are you looking for a man or are you looking for a walking wallet and bulletproof vest? Look, at this point, you just get up and leave. Don't give her the chance to get mad and storm off. You just get up. Don't storm off. Just calmly walk off and just say, our values don't align, hon. Have a blessed evening.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.